Hip-hop artist Dwayne Michael Carter Jr., or as you all know him, Lil Wayne, recently made some legal news of a sort. In a lawsuit against Quincy Jones III, a man who made a documentary about the rapper, the diminutive Carter set for a deposition, though maybe "set" is not the right verb. In a video of the event, he looked very much like a man in a swivel chair who wanted to be anywhere other than where he was. Having sat through a couple of depositions myself, I know how he felt. These are usually long and tedious affairs when they're not cut short by one party who, fed up with the badgering, just simply up and leaves. In this case, Lil Wayne didn't physically leave so much as refused to be present. When asked by deposing attorney Pete Ross how he would describe his image in the media, Lil Wayne said, quote, "How would I describe my image in the media? I wouldn't describe it," unquote. Ross pressed, "How would you describe it if you had to?" Wayne replied, "I don't have to." But at least that exchange was polite. At another point, after watching an interview Lil Wayne gave with Katie Couric, Ross asked the rapper if that was an interview he gave with Katie Couric. Lil Wayne said, quote, "Pete Ross, that's a stupid ass question. You just saw me on there giving an interview with her," unquote. Depositions are one part of the law practice not represented much in TV and movies. While it is obvious why courtroom scenes, attorney strategy sessions, and in-depth investigations are popular, depositions get even less screen time than the standard montage of lawyers flipping through books in law libraries. Think about that. In Hollywood, depositions are no more valuable than B-roll of oak tables and green lamps. And that's kind of a shame, because depositions often provide fireworks. A quick scroll through YouTube demonstrates that adequately enough. One high-powered Houston lawyer, a man with a Texan's grasp for curse words, is fairly well notorious at them. He is what law professor Gene Carey in a journal article referred to as a Rambo lawyer. These are, in her example, all men who, quote, justify their rude, profane, and intimidating language by claiming that their clients expect them to be the toughest, most obnoxious lawyers in the deposition room. They argue that high stakes require hardball tactics, including intimidation of the opposing attorney, unquote. She notes several examples, including one older male attorney who referred to an opposing female attorney as little girl and said, quote, "Tell that little mouse over there to pipe down," unquote. These Rambo tactics are meant to throw an opposing attorney off his or her game in a deposition so that their client will give up more information than they ordinarily would, or say something damning that they will then have to live with on the record, or something. Maybe they're just jerks. But this is not what was going on in the Lil Wayne deposition. The deposing attorney seemed to be asking plain, direct, banal questions of the sort that are present in most depositions. But even simple ornament-free questions can, over time, like a steady drip of water, erode patience. For a person not used to the process, it can be uncomfortable and grueling. Like a dental surgery, even when everything goes well, it is still unpleasant. Which may be why the Lil Wayne deposition ultimately devolved into threats that Pete Ross could not be protected outside the walls of the law office. And while threats are not exactly rare in the long life of a lawyer, they do tend to have added weight when coming from a man with face tattoos. But, to his credit, on each occasion, Ross replied with a simple, unadorned question designed to get an answer on the record. I'm Travis McDade.